Find yourself too busy, stressed out, and unfulfilled? Know what you are supposed to do, but have no idea how to fit it all in. Doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to Seamless Life with Alan Vaisberg, a program that shows you how to do all the things you know you're supposed to do. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you make your life seamless.
And welcome to Seamless Life. I'm your host, Alan Vaisberg. I hope you had a wonderful week and are ready to go. Tonight, we're talking about intuition. Intuition. What is it? Is it premonition? Is it precognition? Is it intuition? Is there anything, since we have the pre and we have the current, is there anything in the future? Well, pre actually is in the future. So what's in the past? We're going to talk about all of those things, and I'm sure we'll confuse some of you as well as probably myself in the process. After the first break at 8:15 Central Time, or 8:17 technically, we'll have a wonderful guest, somebody that I had the pleasure of knowing for quite a while, somebody who I was a co-student with at Lisa Williams' Advanced Mediumship course, Lindsay Marino. So Lindsay is going to come on for a couple of segments and talk about intuition, talk about very practical steps that you can take in order to identify this gift that we all have. And that's the truth. We all have intuitive abilities. Some of us use it. Some of us don't use it. Some of us believe it. Others don't. And that's some of what we're going to talk about. I am purposefully slowing myself down. I'm not sure what is happening with me at the moment, but I seem to be speaking really, 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 really quickly. If it's not the micro machine, it's not the real thing. I hope you remember those commercials from when I was younger in the late 80s, early 90s. Anyway, so what is all of this about? When we're talking about intuition, and I'm sure that many in our audience have heard it, and many in our audience are intuitives, and they already practice it. But let's see if we can get down to the very basic understanding of it. Let's see if we can get to the practicality of it, give you specific tools and steps that you can use in order to develop your own or to further your own practice, and give you ability to actually use it. So how do you know if you are intuitive or not? For me, it was a couple of different things. My mom always had intuitive dreams, or the premonition or precognition, if you want to mention, where in dreams she saw events that would occur later on. Some of those events occurred immediately. Some of those events took a little bit of time to come into the physical experience, if you will. But they all took place. And probably, well, now thinking about it, because I am thinking as I'm saying this, I know that I've gotten, I was born into this family for a specific reason. One of that was to learn from my parents. From my mom, I learned the intuitive aspects, and from my dad, I learned the poetry aspects, plus many, many other things. But I am thinking whether it was the belief that I had those abilities because my mom had it that allowed me to actually believe in them myself and start developing them. So that's a very interesting one that I'll have to ponder a little bit as well. But I remember thinking that my mom has these abilities, so I must have these abilities. And then I really was hearing voices, and I was having dreams. I remember even when I was in high school, I had a dream where my very good friend got into a fight, and it was very specific with the name of that friend. And I saw the fight, and I woke up, and I called my friend, and I said, "Hey, I had this dream, and I'm a little worried about it." And morning went by, nothing happened. The afternoon, nothing happened. I went to his house just to hang out in the evening, and in the evening, some boys came out because my friend apparently looked at one of the boys' girlfriend in a way that was not congruent with how the boy was feeling about himself, and there was a fight. He challenged my friend to a fight. There was a fight right there on the lawn in front of the house. So that same day, I received an intuitive hit, if we want to call it that way, whether we want to say premonition of something that I knew of, something that was going to happen in the future, although we're going to talk about time in a second. And there is no future, there is no past. There's only the present. Time is not linear. But I had that hit. I had other hits before, and I had many other hits after. And as I started to work more and more with these abilities, I started receiving incredible, very cool results. The things that that led me to be in the course that Lindsay and I have been in together with Lisa Williams, who is one of my favorite psychic mediums and just one of my favorite people in general. So, how do you know if you're intuitive or not? Well, we all are. So let's actually make this a baseline, if you will. You all are intuitive. Some of us are just utilizing this skill set. Others do not. I mentioned time and how it relates to this. If we're looking at the time in terms of a linear component, where if we draw a line, there was something that happened in the past, there was something that happens right now, and there was something that's happening in the future or will happen in the future. To illustrate an example or to illustrate my point of everything is happening right now, I want you to imagine that you are on a observation deck in the Willis Tower. If you don't know Willis Tower, it used to be called the Sears Tower before it was renamed a couple of years ago. So you're in the observation deck, and you can see, you know, in all directions essentially for miles and miles and miles. And as you're looking down, you can see here's a car. Let's say this is a Chevy Nova that's driving in the northern direction, and you are looking forward and you're thinking that within next, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that car is going to come upon an intersection where there is an accident currently happening. So in essence, you're looking into the future or one of the many future possibilities of where that car may arrive. You know what's going to happen in the future because you have a higher perspective of it. But that accident that they are going to encounter 10 minutes from now technically is in the future. But is it the future because it's happening right now? It's in the present. You can see it. It just hasn't happened to them yet because they haven't gotten to that point. So time is not linear. And I said that there are many possibilities because the car can take a turn before it gets to the accident, and you don't know what future it has because it has gone a different route. All of the possibilities exist. We are choosing the ones that we want to experience, and that's where intuition is something that is very helpful to us, because intuition and all of these gifts that have been bestowed on us are ways that we can understand which direction we should go that is more optimal for us. Now again, optimal, I'll put in quotation marks because that depends on your perspective. But if we're talking about soul purpose in general, and we expand our understanding, and for those of you who believe that there's only one life, there's nothing beyond this life, I'm not going to change your mind. But the way that I perceive the universe and the way that I would want for you to start expanding into it is that this is not your first life. This will not be your last life. You came here for a set of specific experiences that you choose before you come into the physical world. There is a direct connection between the spiritual world and your physical body. And I just recently wrote an article that my favorite magazine, Om Times, yes, plugging, published, which is the connection of the spirit to mind, mind to body, and how that whole structure works. So if you'd like, please check it out. There are many other wonderful articles, not just mine. Point being, if you use intuition, it is something that can help you get to those experiences that you have chosen before you came here. And even if you don't believe in any of that, let's take a look at just a situation from your life, and you can pick one because you have many, and I know all of us do. Pick a situation where you're struggling, something is not working, and it feels like you're hitting your head against all closed doors and none of them are open. And all of a sudden, something happens, and you walk through a door, and everything seems to go smoothly. Everything is wonderful. It seems like the sun all of a sudden is shining. You have been, you know, pushed by some invisible force into this beautiful stream. You are in the zone, if you will. What do you think that is? That is just one of the pathways that you were meant to be on and that's why everything is going smoothly. When you struggle, that means that things are not going according to the big plan, if you will. When you are seamless, hence the name of my programs and the radio program, that's when things are happening because they should be. Intuition is one of the ways to get to that point faster. Okay? So, how do you use intuition? And we'll talk to Lindsay about that. But all of the intuition boils down to something that I mentioned a little bit ago, which is there's only the present. If you want to be intuitive, if you want to be in tune with right now, that's when you can get those the accelerators or the powers or whatever you wish to call them. If you wish to utilize your intuitive abilities, you have to be in the present. You cannot be thinking about the past. You cannot be thinking about the future. All you're doing is being in the present moment right now. Second part of that is you have to be in your heart. You have to get out of your head and get into your heart, because that's where the connection to the intuitive realm exists. It is not coming through your head, excuse me. It's coming through your heart. So being in the present moment, being in the heart, that is the only time when you actually can be intuitive, and you can be intuitive and get the results that you're looking for that will happen over and over and again. And results could be quite marvelous. One of the teachers that I had a pleasure of studying with was saying that when he was growing up and they were, you know, taught intuition, it was a very, very practical method where they basically had to separate the white pebbles from the black ones. And it got to the point where they were not even paying attention. They were just picking. And by the time that they're done, they see that it's black petals on one side, white on the other. It works. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. Stay with us.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I am your host, Ellen Wiesberg, and I am very, very, very pleased, honestly pleased, to welcome to the program for the first time as my guest on any of my programs. What happened, Lindsay? Why haven't you been on before? Lindsay Marino. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Ellen. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. See, it took me four different networks until I got to my home OM Times for you to finally jump on. I think that is a positive sign.
Yes. Definitely. I'm so excited to be here. And I love OM Times.
Thank you very much. All right, let's start with your background for those who are not familiar enough with you and who aren't intuitive enough to know exactly who you are. Who are you? How did you come about in this space? And how did it all start?
Okay, perfect. So it's an interesting story, and I'm going to sum it up quickly so you can get a feel for who I am. But I actually was a third grade teacher for 7 years. A little bit more than 7 years, and just recently moved out of the school system and full-time into mediumship and psychic development, intuition mentoring. I'm the creator of Unlock Your Intuition, a e-course on how to tap into your intuition for everyday life, your relationships, business. And I, before all of this came about, where I went in to be a psychic medium and intuition mentor, it was my second day of teaching the third grade, and my fiance, the love of my life, passed away in a motorcycle accident. And at that moment, everything in my life flipped upside down. Yeah. And after he passed, I saw him at the foot of my bed, and I felt like I was receiving these signs from him and having these dreams and visitations where he was coming to me. And he said, "You're not going to see me for a while, but I'm still going to be around you." Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, everyone around me probably thought I was a complete wacko because I was talking about all these things that were happening to me and recognizing these signs. And I actually said, "You know, if this is really happening, this is really true, then send me someone to confirm it." So I was just testing everything. If this is real, then do this. And everything started to unfold. And I said a prayer that I'd be able to help other people. And that's exactly what happened. So actually, a psychic medium was connected with a friend of mine. And my friend was a complete skeptic. And Nick, the love of my life, actually came through to the psychic medium, who was also a lawyer, and was a lawyer, and he didn't even do the psychic medium thing as a business. It was just something that came naturally to him, and Nick came through to him, and everything that I had mentioned and prayed for, it actually unfolded without him knowing anything about me. And the crazy thing is that now the medium and I are friends, and I do this as a business, and I connect with people from all over the world and do readings full-time and do messages from heaven and teach people that really we're born with this gift. It's not something that, you know, it's not available to us. It's very subtle at times, but at the same time, you have it. So I love teaching people about it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with your story. I remember when we were in Lisa's class and people were doing readings, your fiance actually came through. And yes, he came through and he was giving messages to other people. So I experienced that firsthand. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Unfortunate, but you know, such is life. And I am very happy that you've moved on and you are on a much better path for you. Mm. You've mentioned testing and being skeptical, and I can imagine that some of the people listening to us right now are that, and they're skeptical. And I think that's a very healthy place to be. And as long as people are open-minded, because there are different types of skeptics, there is a skeptic who is looking for signs to prove that it exists, and there are those who choose not to believe anything, and all they're looking for are signs to prove that it does not exist. So yes, for those who are the healthy, in my opinion, healthy skeptic, somebody who just needs proof that it actually does happen, for those people, I think it's great and they should be looking for signs. So what would you suggest for people who are just kind of testing out their abilities? How do they work with signs?
Right. Okay. That's a good question because I can totally connect to that. So as we are... when we're born, if you think about back when you were younger, mm-hmm, and your belief system and how you knew that if you wanted to get across to the other side of the jungle gym, you'd get there somehow. you believed it in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. When you had something in your mind, you always wanted to get it done. That's just what would happen. Well, that's what I want you to think of when you think of intuition. So really opening up your belief system and know that it's available to me and I can see it unfold. So I always start by thinking about intuition as very subtle clues. So if there's ever been a moment where you go to pick up the phone to call a friend and all of a sudden you realize they're on the other end of the phone call, or you can't get through to them because they're in the middle of calling you, there's something that you're sensing there. You're picking up the telephone. There's a certain feeling that you're getting, whether it's an intuitive nudge or some sort of, you know, they call it the mother's intuition or ESP. That's the way that some people put it. But it's so important to know that it's available to us, and it can be very subtle. So I always start by saying, get to a natural state of mind, a neutral state of mind, where there's no emotion attached. When I get my intuitive information, if I'm not giving a reading and I'm just getting it for myself, usually it's when I'm blow drying my hair or brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even thinking about tapping into my intuition. I'm not thinking about getting a message. There's sometimes that we come in, whether it's business decisions or relationship decisions or any kind of decision that we're making, we start to sort of make circles around the topic. We might go and reach out to other people and ask for their opinion, and we start spinning. Well, it's important that really we kind of come back to center and start to think about how we can get to a neutral state of mind. So to do this right now, when everyone's on the call, they can actually just take a moment to take a deep breath and just really take a deep breath and focus on your breathing. Right now, you shouldn't be thinking about anything else, not the laundry, what you're going to do tomorrow, just your breath, okay? So right there, your moment of breathing is very calm. And then you can actually put your hand on your heart and feel how your heart feels just by putting your hand on your heart, being present. Now, it sounds like that doesn't deal with intuition, right? That's what people are probably thinking, okay, how does this deal with intuition? But I always talk about baseline data, and that's like the teacher term. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you find out how your breath is naturally and what your heart beats like naturally and neutrally. And that's the place that you want to be when you're tapping into your intuition. If you think about a time that makes you really, really excited, whether it's getting on a plane to go on vacation or winning $1 million, or you think about something that scares you, immediately you can actually feel your body change, right? Your heart rate will change if you think of that moment. And if we had more time, I would lead you through that. But you get the feel of how your heart rate can change and when your emotions are involved. So it's important to get to that neutral state of mind. And we can do this by doing things like brushing our teeth, walking outside, exercising. When you randomly get a thought that comes out of nowhere in your mind, it's most likely your intuition. So I'll give you an example. If you are sitting at home and all of a sudden something comes in your mind and you think, oh my gosh, I left the iron on, and it pops in your mind and you're not planning on thinking about the iron, it just pops in. That's exactly how intuition is. It sort of just is this boom. It's a thought that just pops in, and it's not anything scientific, it's just something that pops up. So think of your intuition like that. And what I also want you to do is getting signs from your body. So when I have this intuitive nudge to, whether it's connecting with a loved one in spirit or just getting an intuitive feeling about something, I get goosebumps on your body. I get these get on my body. I get chills. So there's two types of goosebumps. There's one where it's the positive goosebumps, and maybe you watch a happy story on, you know, on there's some movie on TV, and you just get goosebumps everywhere. That's those kind of goosebumps where they feel good. And then there's other goosebumps that I call the heebie-jeebie goosebumps, where you start to, if there's a bug on the wall and you feel like, oh, I don't want to be around that. Do you know those feelings you get within your body if you walk into a room? Start to pay attention to that. The next time you go into a crowded place, what kind of feelings do you feel within your body? Do you feel like you want to cross your arms and your legs? Do you feel very open? Think about the types of the feelings that you get the next time you're around people. Because usually we're extra sensitive to picking up on people's vibes. And I'm going to keep on going with the fear versus intuition too. Just one little thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to actually share a story because a friend of mine was confused on if it was her intuition or it was her fear. And that's a really common thing that comes up in a mm-hmm. lot of my courses or with students. So her and I were actually taking a cross-country trip. I was in Florida and I had to fly to California. She was in Boston and flew to California. I was waiting for her because I got there first. And I get a phone call from her and she's really, really frantic. And she says, oh my gosh, I think it's a sign I'm not supposed to come to California. And I thought in my head, oh my gosh, I'm not driving a car all the way from California to Boston. We were supposed to do a road trip by myself. And I said, why are you saying this? And she said, well, I missed my flight and, you know, the security line was longer. Maybe this is a sign. So I said, no, it's actually not. I knew right then it wasn't a sign because everything, all the patterns leading up to that point were leading to go on this trip. Now, her fear was in the way. She wasn't in a neutral state of mind. She was in a fear-based mindset. Her emotion was she felt anxiety. I always say to look at the signs leading up to that point. So was everything leading up to that point on the right track? Was everything flowing? Was it resistant the whole way or was everything flowing? And everything was flowing. So we knew that it wasn't her intuition that was coming into play. It was a fear-based thought. And she ended up making it and we had a life-changing, you know, trip and it was amazing. But I always give that example.
But that actually makes sense because at that last moment, it was the ego, we can call it fear, we can call it ego. It was the ego that was preventing because it did not want that life-changing trip to occur.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense. I have many follow-up questions. I know we're going to be going to a break soon.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk about the subtle energy. And the subtlety is where people really get into trouble because they're expecting to be hit over the head with information, and that's not the way that it happens.
Exactly.
So when we come back, we'll talk about subtlety. Please stay with us.
Perfect.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
I like that during, during the, not this lead-in, but right before during the commercials, it was about the Om Times, and it's the something on steroids, but it's on steroids without the consequences. So I like that part. Lindsay, we were talking about subtle, and that's where I think people start getting confused because the way that the communication happens, at least it, you know, the way that it is for me and for many other people that I have worked with, the communication is very subtle, as subtle as a float of a butterfly wing. It's not something that's going to be hitting you over the head and saying, this is the information, go do this. Mm-hmm. That is usually what ego does.
Right, exactly.
And that's the part that I really wanted to get across. So subtle is good. Focus on the subtlety. And the way to get to that subtlety is what you were saying. You have to be in the neutral state. Because if you're not in the neutral state, if you're not really connecting to your heart, you're not going to hear that subtle message.
It's so true. And sometimes we can, you know, get in that place by picking a spot that you want to be in and to enjoy the moment. And sometimes that means getting away from technology, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in Facebook and social media and different things like that. And we often miss that subtle intuitive hit.
Yeah, and it's an excellent point that you bring up, because technology is not just, you know, it's a form. And for those people who are empathic, and, you know, all of us are empathic, it's just to what point, those people who are sensitive to other people's energies, what we're doing, whether we're walking into a crowded store or we're checking into everybody else's life via Facebook, you are in their energy. It's very difficult mm-hmm. for you to work with your energy and pick up on what you're feeling if you are so deep somebody else's adventure, if you will. That's so difficult to do, and you have to unplug. You were talking about you getting a lot of information and intuitive hits while you were brushing your teeth. I do during the shower. Mm-hmm. A lot of information seems to flow, pun intended, when mm-hmm. I'm in the shower for whatever reason. And I think it's because my conscious mind is focused on doing something else, and I am so open to it, and information just flows. I have my best ideas when I'm in the shower.
Yeah, it really is. It's interesting. So the next time, everyone that's listening, the next time that they are in the shower or brushing their teeth, to pay attention to what comes in as a thought, and don't dismiss it, because it is intuitive information. And it's interesting, because sometimes we may even have a quick image that comes to our mind. We may even see something, you know, something as little as a pizza in our mind. We just think of a memory, and pizza pops up. The next thing that we know, we get a phone call from a husband or wife or daughter, whoever it is, and they call you on the phone and they say, do you want pizza for dinner? Do you notice the correlation? So sometimes there's patterns that come up in life that actually end up showing that our intuition has been on point all of the time. And I always tell my students to write down your intuitive hits. If something pops up in your mind, a song pops up when you wake up, write that down. Because even though it seems subtle and it seems like it's almost as if it's a memory, that is an intuitive hit. It's there for a reason.
Yeah, and one other, you know, talking about subtlety, one other thing that I think we need to mention at this moment is, when people think intuition, they think it's them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say people in general. I'm talking about some people. But they're so worried that it's their thing. So it's either working for them or it's not working for them, because it's coming from them. It's not coming from you. It's coming to you. And it's coming through you. That information is coming to you from the universe. All you're doing is you're picking up on that because you happen to be on the same frequency at that moment.
Right.
And intuitive ability is all about getting into that frequency more often and being in the higher vibrational state, so you can actually receive it better and clearer and, you know, most of the time.
Yes. And you know, a lot of, when you mention the vibration, getting on this higher frequency, I totally can connect to that. And I feel like a lot of musicians talk about getting to that frequency, and they get in this zone. If you think about when you're in the car driving, that's another way. Sometimes we're wondering, how do we get from exit one all the way up to exit two? And we're on it almost as if we're on cruise control. That's exactly what it feels like when we are increasing our vibration. Sometimes we don't even know what's happening. So one of the ways that you can get your vibration up and really practice with increasing your vibration and receiving signs is to get into a place that causes you to be clear in your mind. And you might do that by painting or going to the beach or even sitting in nature. These are ways that you can get to that point where you receive messages or receive subtle hints of things.
Yeah, and to set everybody's expectations, you should have no expectations, because
right.
if you're going into it expecting to receive something, you're not going to. One of the things that that really drove the point home at Lisa's class, and it was mm-hmm. the first and I think the most important part for me, was surrendering.
Yes.
You have to surrender. You have to surrender. You have to let go. You're basically being in the moment. You're completely open. You're open. You're vulnerable. You're not expecting anything. And whatever comes, comes. And that's when you start getting it. Because if you're expecting your... I don't know the proper way of explaining that, but you're tense. And mm-hmm. when you're tense, the vibrations don't flow. Nothing happens.
Yes.
So that was the big thing. And if people just surrender, and mm-hmm. the way that they surrender is by what you were saying. They surrender because they're in nature or they're painting. They're not thinking about it. They're not expecting anything. They're just being. And mm-hmm. that's when stuff happens during that part.
It does. It really does. And you know, for people listening to this sort of conversation for the first time, mm-hmm. it's hard to think, where do I even start with trying to get a message? But you don't try. Like you said, you do surrender to it. And I love that Lisa brought that up, and allowing things to flow to you and not really have any expectations. But I always tell my students to actually set an intention for your day. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's something simple. That I want to see clearly today exactly what I'm supposed to be doing for work, or whatever it is that you want to set an intention for, and sort of leave it to the side and see what flows throughout your day. And just reflect on that when you get home from work, or when you get home from being out, or even just sitting in your own house.
Yeah. So intuition is not a difficult thing. It is not... You know, the skill is in getting to that state of mind or that state of being and receiving messages. You already have everything available to you. It's just using it. So it's not a system. It's just getting there.
Yes, exactly. And I think a lot of the time people, they know that they have this intuitive feeling within them, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to trust it. And I think by coming back to confirmation and looking back at your life at different situations that have come up, when you felt that you weren't supposed to go on that trip, or you felt that you were supposed to go on the trip, mm-hmm. and think about how your emotions or how your intuitive hits lined up for you. And most of the time you can actually say to yourself, well, I felt that in my stomach before I went there. But the one thing I do want to say is, a lot of people are afraid to, and I'm saying in quotes, tap into their intuition mm-hmm. because they're afraid of what's the unknown. What is going to come from this? Am I going to see too much? Am I going to get bad premonitions? And I think that's a lot of the things, but that's a misconception. That's something that maybe we've grown up to believe, or we've seen come up in movies. But really, if we just focus on the things in our life that are beautiful, and that's what we start doing. I have something that I've been doing online where people with the free intuition masterclass that I'm doing, I'm having them take photos of things that are beautiful that they didn't recognize before, whether it's a sunflower outside or a butterfly or something, a quote in their house. What stands out to them? And just recognizing those beautiful things, and then you'll notice that the frequency that you're going to be on is actually going to attract these things to you, and you're going to get intuitive hits based on those things. You might not get a message, but something might magnify out to you.
Perfect. No, that's such a beautiful way of saying it. You know, I remember one of my favorite movies, The Holiday. I think it's called The Holiday, with Queen mm-hmm. Latifah. Mm-hmm. When she thought that she was dying, and she decided to actually live her life and not be blocked anymore. And she would be in this hotel, and she would look up and she would see the beautiful ceiling and the angels on it. And she would ask the people around, can you you know, aren't you amazed by how beautiful the ceiling is? And nobody ever looks up because they're not appreciating everything that's around them. They're just in their, you know, little box, and they're living their lives. You have to be bigger than that, and that's when you start getting those intuitive hits. Now, you talked about your courses, and I know we're coming up to a break soon. So tell us more about your courses, how people can get in touch with you and learn more about intuition.
Perfect. So tomorrow night, which is Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have a course in it's an intuitive masterclass where I actually talk about how you can do this sort of thing, how you can tap into your intuition, how you can receive signs, and how dreams and numbers can correlate to the meaning of symbols that come up. And it's really interesting how it works, but it's all in my course, and it's one of those things where you actually can ask questions. There's a question and answer section too. So you can go to lindsaymarino.com and sign up for that masterclass. And then I also have a class called Unlock Your Intuition, which I'm so excited about. It's everything that I've done to get to the point that I'm at with my intuition. And I share with you tips and tricks on how to get there. And this can actually correlate to relationships and business decisions. And when you feel like you're going in circles and you don't know where to start, and actually be able to trust and unlock this. And there's videos, there's guided meditations in that. And the cart is actually open for 10 more days. So there's 10 more days for that to be opened. And it's amazing. It's so amazing the results that people are getting just by signing up for the free course. But the four-week course, you'll actually have a community where you feel like you can connect to like-minded people and you don't feel like you're going completely crazy and making this stuff up. So you have a support system and a weekly call, a group call with me also, where we can touch base and bounce ideas off of each other and see how you're doing. So it's going to be amazing. And you can go to lindsaymarino.com for that also.
Perfect. Well, Lindsay, I am so happy that you finally were able to make it onto my show. I hope that we can make it a more regular occurrence, because you and I can talk for hours on this stuff.
Yes, we can.
Very cool. Well, best of luck with your course. I hope people definitely go and check it out. We have information on it on Om Time's show page and our Facebook event. So check it out. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Alan.
Everybody else, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I am your host, Alan Daysberg, and thank you very much to Lindsay for jumping on. It was a fascinating conversation. Unfortunately, only a half an hour. I wish it was longer, so perhaps we can have Lindsay on again. So intuition. Here are some of the things that I wanted to mention to you that have been very practical for me, because as much as I love esoteric and everything esoteric, as you can tell by my articles on Om Times and a lot of the topics, it's really about marrying that esoteric with practicality of life. Because just hearing about these concepts is great, but what do they really do for me, and how do I make them work in reality? That's what we're about. So here are things that I would suggest. Number one, really, as Lindsay was pointing out, really get in touch with yourself. This is all about tuning in. And I love the word intuition, because you're either into it or you're out of it. That's the bottom line. So be into it and be into yourself. Second thing is expand your understanding, expand your awareness. Because if you don't believe in the stuff, then you're not going to have intuition that works for you. You have to have some, when you go to a movie, you suspend disbelief for a little while. I want you to start practicing that with intuition as well. Because if you suspend disbelief of it not working, I know that's a double negative in the sentence, but you know what I mean, then you can actually open that door to it working. Another thing is understand who you're talking to, because as I said, intuition really is coming to you and through you. That information is coming from somewhere. So the question is, where is that somewhere? Lindsay touched upon talking about ego or fear versus intuition. So it's a great advice to think of what's leading up to that point. Also, we talked about the intuition being very subtle messages as opposed to ego, which is hitting you in your head. Think about the information that's coming to you. If that voice in your head, if you will, is telling you that you're no good or you're better than anyone, it's really on the opposite ends of that spectrum. Either it's putting you down or it's really elevating you high, then it's ego. If it's something that tells you you are better than somebody else, or you don't deserve this, that's ego. If it's much different, and you'll know that difference because you'll feel it. If that difference is somebody that's trying to uplift you, not to put you on a pedestal, but uplift you, to comfort you, to give you information that you've never thought of before, that would be in your best and other people's best interest, then you're on the right frequency. Now, we talk about frequency often because it is a frequency. It is vibrational state. I'd like to point you back to the time when you just fell in love. When you fell in love with your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, put in whatever you want in there, but you were on the same wavelength as that person. And I can bet that you can point to the moments where you knew exactly when your significant other thought of you, or when they were about to call you, or what they were thinking about. So you know, because you were connected. That connection exists. That connection exists everywhere else as well. You can get that information if you choose to get it. So you know that you have those skills. It's just a matter of applying them. So where is it coming from? Me personally, I know that I'm working with my guides, I'm working with angels, I'm working with ascended masters. These are the beautiful light beings or beings of light that have been a part of my life, that have made my life what it is, which is a much more full place that's filled with joy, love, and laughter. That doesn't mean that it's always like that. That does not mean that I don't get upset or I don't get stressed or things work out perfectly because everything is just peachy. No. But you constantly try, or I constantly strive to be in that flow. I'll give you an example. So, removing the esoteric from this. Today, during the day, I had the constant thought in my mind of, I need to write my article about living your own life instead of somebody else's. It's been on my mind for a little while. I wanted to write that article. I know that it's, in terms of its style, it's a Huffington Post article. The first thought is ego. Maybe later, different day. It sounds like a big endeavor. I don't know if I can tackle this. I'm not sure how to start. once I removed all that crap out of it, and by the way, I'm saying crap specifically for Megan and Shannon's mother. Once we removed all of that out of it, and I follow the basic instinct of writing that article, I start writing it and I finish that article. Within a short period of time, it was not a short article. It was, I think, 864 words or such. So it was a good-sized article. I pushed it out. Actually, that was yesterday. My apologies. Today it got published. That article right now is my most successful article on Huffington Post. You have no idea unless you actually do something. And by me following through with that initial hit, whether you want to call it intuitive hit or not, doesn't matter. Point is, the universe is opening doors for you. It's up to you to actually walk through them. So the universe communicates to you in many different ways. Those ways could be fortune cookies. Those ways could be magazines. Those ways could be people on the street that just say something that out of the blue that blows your mind. That could be songs. That could be movies and something that you notice. It's anything, because this is how they communicate. It doesn't matter. The funny thing is whatever you focus on to receive that communication from, that's what they're going to be utilizing. Just for fun, I was focusing on fortune cookies, and I was getting fortune cookies that were actually very specific and giving me premonition of things that were supposed to happen. How is that so? Fortune cookies are generic. How do we do that? It's because they're generic that they can use them at the right time for you to get that information across. To the point where I remember when I was younger, still high school age, four of us went to a Chinese restaurant. And in any group of company, especially boys, there's that person that everybody kind of picks on. It's stupid. We all grow out of it. Well, at least I hope we do. but that person who we were all making fun of in a loving way, because we really appreciate him as a friend, but we were making fun of him. And the fortune cookie that he received, that cookie, and I kid you not, it said, "Time to get new friends." Okay, so whether you believe in this stuff or not, doesn't really matter. You really should be paying attention. So those are the things. And then trust your feeling. Go with the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't overanalyze it. Don't expect results. Just be an open channel. Whatever comes in, think. Okay, let's see. Is this something that I should be doing, something that I should be thinking about? And then go with that and see what happens. Now, we have a poem of the day when I present to you something that I wrote that is of that topic. So I talked about angel communication. I am a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue. not to give myself more credence, but just to explain what the poem is about. And I started doing these card readings, and this is what I came up with. When I started reading cards, many friends put up their guards, not believing that through them I can hear angelic realm. People think that just a few, certainly not me or you, truly meant to understand. All the others just pretend. They say cards are all generic, and they're way too esoteric. Why would angels choose to speak through a medium so weak? Me. Truth be told, they do not care. That's because they're always there. And whatever way you choose, that's the method they will use. Whether it is cards or movies, horoscopes or fortune cookies, sounds or scents or many words, just as long as they are heard, they will always find a way. One that works for you today. That's their role. They're here to guide. They are with you all your life, and they talk to everyone. From their world, you can't be shunned. All are worthy, so just try, and your angels will reply. So whether you believe in angels, whether you believe in intuition, whether you believe in any of the things that we were talking about, that's secondary. But open up to the world. Once you open up to the world, you will see that the universe is there to help you. It's there to hold you up. It's there to help you in every facet of your life. And intuition is just a way for you to connect to that. That is intuition. So be into it. Don't be out of it. There is a lot more information. One last point that I did want to make, however, is when you are getting that intuitive hit, it could be an image, it could be a sound, it could be a smell or a taste, it could be anything, right? It could be a knowing, it could be a feeling. Don't worry about whether it's one or another. Don't worry whether it's something specific. Don't set an expectation that, oh, I heard about clairvoyance and I'm supposed to be, seeing things. If you are clairaudient and you're here, it's not about which clair or which psychic sense you are using. It's about connecting. That's the bottom line. Just connect. Go into your heart. Get in a natural state, as Lindsay was pointing out, and just be. Everything else will happen on its own. The process is natural. That's the way it's supposed to work. And that's what I hope for you. So check your signs. See how your body feels. Go with that. Everything is subtle. Don't look for anything to hit you over the head. Most often, if it does, it's not really coming from your intuition. Everything is subtle, right? Don't think about getting a message. Just be. As a matter of fact, if you're starting to focus on intuition, be somewhere that makes you happy. Because when you're happy, you're in your heart, and that is the place where all the magic happens. Have a wonderful new week. We'll come back and talk to you next week on Seamless Life with Alan Weisberg.